Children who steal. I'm sure many of us are aware of children who have stolen, or perhaps some of us are even aware of ourselves having stolen things when we were children. Going into the Candyland store and slipping a few chewing gums into the back pocket inconspicuously. What is the din of a child who has stolen item? Is the child obligated, or are his parents obligated, to repay the owner? Must the child, when he becomes over bar mitzvah, pay back the stolen goods to the store? So we have an explicit mission in Meseches Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that it is not a smart thing to start up with a child. As a child, if he damages you, he's not liable. Well, if you damage him, you're liable. And of course, just as the child isn't liable, so too the parents of the child cannot be held liable either. So you can't come with a claim to the parents of a child who stole, please pay the money that your child stole from me. In halacha, such a claim does not hold any water. So the focus is on the child himself, and we stated the explicit Mishnah that a child is not held accountable, and so was ruled in the Rambam and in the Mechaber in Cheshen Mishpat, chapter 349, halacha 3, that if a child stole an object, he is exempt from paying the owner for the object even when he reaches adulthood. And the reason is because at the time that the child committed the act of sin, the stealing, he was below the age of accountability. And therefore, you can't hold him accountable now for something he did then. Nonetheless, emphasizes the Mechaber there, that if the stolen object is still in existence, like if he stole a fancy pen and the like, then if that pen is still in existence, it must be returned to the original owner. As although we don't make him take from his own pocket to repay the owner back, certainly he has no right to keep the stolen object. However, despite this letter of the law, we do find in the Poskim additional cases in which the child should pay back or must pay back for the stolen item, even though he stole it when he was below the age of responsibility and accountability, below bar mitzvah. These cases are as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan states in Cheshen Mishpat, chapter 349, halacha 1, that if the child sold the object and received money, and this money is still in existence, then he must return this money to the owner. The Shvus Yankiv takes this even a step further and states that even if the object is no longer in existence and he didn't sell it, if he benefited from the object, such as he stole food and ate it, then he's obligated to pay the full amount when he is older. And the Shvus Yankiv, which is brought in Achreinim, states that this is based on a separate ruling brought in the Mechaber regarding a child who borrowed money, in which we say that if he borrowed for the sake of food, then he must pay back. While if he borrowed for other purposes, he doesn't have to pay back. So too here, if he stole food and ate it, then he has to pay back the owner. Obviously, this would apply when he becomes older and has money. Accordingly, someone who stole nash from a store when he was a kid, according to the Shvus Yankiv, must make an accountability of how much he stole and pay back the store. Furthermore, even if we didn't hold of this ruling of the Shvus Yankiv, or even in cases where you stole something that you didn't eat and didn't benefit from and it's no longer around, the Poskim rule that's brought in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 343, halacha 11, based on the Ramah and Rishonim, that a child who sinned when he was a child, when he is older, even though he's not held accountable, he should nevertheless take upon himself some act of repentance and atonement. And based on this, the Shvus Yankiv writes that he should therefore pay the owner for the stolen object, although he doesn't have to pay the full amount if he didn't benefit from the object, such as it wasn't food. Nevertheless, he should pay something to the owner, a symbolic amount. The Sefer Chassidim takes this even a step further and says that he should pay the owner the entire amount. Practically, as concludes the Shvus Yankiv, whatever amount the child who is now in adulthood pays the owner should receive it with kindness and be merciful and forgive the child for his sin. So to summarize, a child who has stolen must return the object if it is still in existence. If he sold the object and the money is still in existence, he should also return the money. If the object is no longer around, and its sold money is no longer around, or didn't apply, then if he benefited from the object, such as he stole food and ate it, he should pay the full amount to the owner. If he didn't, then he should pay something symbolic to the owner when he is older. And if he wants to go above and beyond the letter of the law, he should pay the full amount. In all cases, the parents cannot be held liable. And likewise, it's important to note that children that are below the age of chinuch, below the age of understanding of what they are doing at all that stole or caused damage, certainly they cannot be held liable. Such as if a two-year-old ate a piece of gum from a store, you can't say that when he's older he should do some act of atonement. So is brought down on the Poskim, in the Sefer Chassidim and others, that this idea of paying back or doing some tikkun only applies from the age of chinuch.